Zave and Michelle for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, yeah, welcome to it, the Tuesday edition of the podcast. What's happened?
Every time, I love the way he opens. Oh, yeah,
oh,
welcome.
It's like I've just landed
welcome.
Here.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, I love the start, honest to God, from
big
the heart.
Big positivity. Big show today as well, because we caught up with the man who's hanging out the boots of Channel 7, Mr. David Kosh, after 21 years. Good to chat to Koshy.
Okay. Can you imagine how excited he is? No early waking.
Rich and no early waking.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What a catch old Kosh is.
I
want to do a phone topic, actually. Which celebrity have you put a line through?
As in what?
As in, like, been with?
No, like, put a line through.
Yeah, of course, because he slept with Koshy. Yeah, that's why he brought it up.
No, Harrison Ford.
What do you mean? Oh, he's like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll tell
Never
you
again.
Who's the guy? And I actually met him on Sunrise, too. I was in the studio and he was a full dick. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He made out with Madonna once. He's like,
Justin Timberlake.
He's a gay dude.
No.
But,
I don't think that's Timberlake.
That's not Timberlake, no. Could have been.
Real haughty English dickhead.
All right.
Memorable.
Also, Mark McGowan hung up the boots yesterday as well. So our question was, where do you go and what is your go-to kebab order? Some good calls out the back of that. That's all coming up in the podcast. All right, three things from today, guys. I'm going to take you to Brazil for this one.
Yeah, right. Beautiful. Rare.
A Brazilian beauty queen pageant has ended in turmoil.
Oh, no.
Someone by the name of Nathalie Becker won the contest and she was on...
Brazilians are hottest.
On stage, she was getting the crown. Beautiful. The crown was getting placed upon her.
You got your eye over the Brazilian beauty pageant.
Well known amongst my Google searches.
Yeah, right.
He dabbles. Yeah. You need to keep abreast of these things, Michelle.
Yep.
And the boyfriend of the girl who got runner-up was in the audience.
Yeah. Oh.
He was not happy. Steaming that she got the second place. He ran up on stage, ripped the crown as they're about to put it on her head.
Threw it on the field.
Real Kanye stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I like
that. That's what I did think about that.
Man. See ya. And he probably just wrecked her career.
Yeah, probably would have dented it
at the very least. Mm. Yeah, totally.
She'd be gone.
Well, we all saw Tonya Harding and where that ended.
The kneecap. Have you seen that movie? That's a good movie.
No.
I, Tonya.
Mm. Yeah. With Margot Robbie, old mate. And,
Come on, bro. No, your Olympic history. It's, was it Tonya Todman and Tonya Todman?
Tonya Todman.
What was it? Ice skating.
That's the chick who did all the sponging on furniture.
Because her
infamous.
Competitor, like, kneecapped her. So she
maybe I have seen a bit of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, side note, just looking at the TV screen, how good's the story with Jeremy Finlayson and Kelly Finlayson?
What's happened?
Oh, she's...
Well, her prognosis was terminal, stage 4 terminal. And I think she got news yesterday that it's no longer terminal and they believe chemo will get the job done.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah, so unbelievable. It's all over the news this morning, so sorry to interrupt.
No, that's
there,
all right.
Yeah.
Next one from me. A driver in the UK has been hit with a £30 fine after a bout of diarrhoea forced him to abandon the car. So he's driving.
Yeah, he rolled out while she was moving or what?
He didn't mafia roll out of it.
I wanted a death roll out. Like, I was being kidnapped.
Yeah. I saw a runner having a shit on the weekend.
What is it with runners and shit?
Mate, what did they call it? The trots or whatever. Yeah. He was explaining it the other day.
Driving to Em's mum's place behind a tree and I saw him pulling up their pants. Yeah.
Mate.
No, you're
And I was on the horn and Ted was like, do you know them? No, I don't.
But they know me now. You mightn't have been here. We're talking about having to go or something. Might have been the day
you were heavily.
A guy rang up when you couldn't do the run and then you just trailed on. No, but a guy rang, we called it the trots or something like
right.
that. Yeah, he goes, oh, it's a runner.
That's
thing.
What it's called.
It's like, yeah, okay. He's jostling everything around.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, that's why I don't run. Yeah.
last one for me. A woman.
Oh, I'm hoping work experience gets involved in this one at least.
Yeah, we can.
No,
all right, here, go.
There
here we go. A woman wants chlamydia to be...
Right. Sorry.
Sorry, hold on. Welcome. Hold on 2 seconds. Introduce him by name.
No, James.
Don't ruin things for him.
James.
Sorry, mate.
Is that work experience?
Good. Very well done.
What's your full name?
I don't know your full name. Get up on the mic there.
There we go.
Yeah, there he is. There you go. All right.
James, what is your last name?
Sorted.
Kian.
No, Cairns.
Cairns, yeah. James is our work experience gentleman for this week.
Yes, and James Broadhurst is the full
name. James Broadhurst, wow.
But you've got background. It's not like you're not just tinkering out the back. You've been doing stuff.
Yeah, doing stuff. Yeah, you know, forever. Checking Twitter. Yeah. All the important things.
He's abreast of everything, unlike us.
No, that was the Brazilians.
Oh, the Brazilians. Yeah. All very well known.
So this woman, she wants to change the name of chlamydia. She wants it to be renamed as STI because she'd love to use it as a baby name. So I thought I'd ask you, what are the worst baby names?
No. What? And she's got to ask the koalas first too because they own it pretty much.
They do own chlamydia.
Don't call your daughter chlamydia.
What is it, Sean? Just a tablet?
I think it's a tablet job, no appointment required, Eddie. You just duck in there.
Yeah, the important thing is don't worry about the naming. It's like, how do I treat this?
I like what you did there. Yeah, it's a tablet.
Dive straight on in there.
No, doctor required. What do we do for syphilis?
Syphilis is a bit more difficult. That's your appointment job.
What was the one? One used to be horrifying for men, like back in the day, and now it's just a normal one. No, they get a little something to go down the centre.
Yeah. Oh, down the front. Not for me.
Mm. I'll take the tablet.
Worst baby names. Chlamydia. Chlamydia, if you don't know chlamydia, it's actually a nice name. Chlamydia. If you don't, it doesn't have any
there's
meaning
the door.
Behind it.
There's a door.
Don't you think it's a nice name? You've got to think about the
shortening
potential.
For the second time today, there's a door.
It just brings up good memories from Thailand, Charlie. We all know, mate. Righto, move on.
Hit me with some.
That's the fun. Why is Amy land on the sheet?
Is Amy on the so we got a sheet with the worst baby names
what
ever,
is this?
According to
me. Why is Mia on there?
Oh, how come Brian gets a gig? Poor Brian's around the world.
Boris is on there. Ajax
is
on there.
N-E-V-A-E-H.
No, it's Nay, isn't it?
Nay? No, I don't know. I've got a cannon here. Cletus, that's dragging things back, isn't it?
Cletus from The Simpsons.
Oh, that's right, there was a Cletus in The Simpsons.
He was the farmer, like the hillbilly.
Yeah, the farmer.
Fanny,
yeah.
Fanny's got to run. Yeah, Fanny. I think Fanny's it.
I've got an Ebola. Ebola's off
who's
the
name
get
Ebola?
It.
Why are you choosing diseases as kids' names? If that's in your pool of names to choose from, maybe use Google. Just
syphilis, gonorrhea, come here, please.
Yeah.
Doesn't work, does it?
Well, Billy Brown was just joking that he runs all the time.
Like that, you're
is what?
For come here to clap.
Old brick.
Can you add brick onto the end of this?
Bricks on there.
Billy Brown's joke. He runs it all the time. Add it to the end of this podcast.
And LeBron.
Is that the
a
one
lot of
that
people
I've
name their kids LeBron.
Why he's ever gotten away with that, but he gets away with it?
He does.
Yeah, I know the one.
No, it's Billy, mate. He can do whatever he wants. Old Billy Brown.
And we touch it. Nailed.
You would never see us again.
Never.
Let's get into it, eh? Heaps of other stuff going on. The Mark McGowan love letter, X-Men. I mean, it was emotional. It just really happened.
I felt like you didn't treat it with the seriousness that it deserved because I was he was looking at me it wasn't ridiculing to me, but I just felt it was ridiculing in general.
Now, do you know why? It's a side we've never seen of you.
Just the raw emotion.
Emotion.
We did dating 45 minutes earlier.
It's just all we saw of you only 45 minutes ago.
All right, let's go. I'm going to do another podcast.
Enjoy the potty. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, here it is. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. Big Tuesday. Zave, Michelle, Perth's real alternative for breakfast. Hello, guys.
Matt, didn't the group chat go crazy yesterday?
Bananas.
Okay, I'm stepping back. What's going on?
I thought you were referring to what I put in.
A ball's broken through the rodeo.
Harry and Meghan considering divorce lawyers was the big issue.
I missed that one.
That was the breaking one this morning, Michelle.
That would have tweaked me. Yeah, I would have been right in. Yeah. Jeez.
I can't believe it, and I won't believe it.
Mm.
I got my fingers crossed.
But
set him
side,
free.
Though?
Yeah, everyone
if
does.
You love something, set it free.
Yeah.
Let him go, babe. Just let him go for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you hear the bit where someone harassed her the other day and they were walking past, Harry and Meghan were walking past and someone yelled out, "What's it like being part of two broken families now?"
Oh, jeez. How's that? Very specific.
That's her and him over there now. So he's got their backs.
So what do you reckon, what would you think if Meghan and Harry were done and then she went back and saw the photo of herself looking directly at me at her wedding
and
seeing
realized
the future she missed?
That could have
then
been
Then she
me.
Comes to Perth and has a throw at the stumps.
None of this would surprise me.
We'd chuck her at 8:10 for an interview, I reckon.
Then she figures out double view's not just a name, it's a thing that happens. Bang, see, bang, city. She goes, this is
city,
for me.
City, see, and I just need the money to go up an extra level to get the rooftop bit that we're chasing.
What's your wife, Em, doing at this stage while this is all going down?
She'd accept
just
me.
Putting a stick in your spokes, quite frankly.
Not really sure how we work that one out.
Cross that bridge when we come to it, I reckon.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult because I probably won't have the house. Yeah, or the kids. All right, Megan, you're out.
Right, Megan out.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
All right, I walked in on Monday and someone's left five fantails at my desk.
Stunning.
Each and every day I'm just going to knock over one and then we're going to do the old who am I off the back of the fantails packet wrapper. Yesterday it was...
Nicole Kidman.
Yes. The layup yesterday. They're not actually that hard, these actually.
I got it wrong.
No.
You got it wrong, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you're an idiot.
Today's your day, mate. The rise, because,
back,
yeah, these on. Things are made, they're made to make you feel good. As I say that, we probably won't get there. Got some traumatic music.
We're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah, let's go.
Born on April 29, 1954, in New York.
In New York.
No guesses?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Got her up there,
if that's
mate.
Right.
And his name, Jerome.
Damn it.
Oh.
Jerome.
This comedian.
Jerry Seinfeld.
You son of a. You know what? This is not how you play the game.
Is it right?
Because I knew yesterday. I knew yesterday and I let you wallow in the not knowing and you've just wrecked the whole segment. Oh, and gives himself a celebration sound.
Oh, I didn't know you said
that. Look at David now. This is his quiz show.
Sorry, mate.
Look at him.
He's flat.
Yeah, and you did that. Direct
maybe
reflection
I am good
what...
at this game.
You're not. You've ruined everything for him.
You're not good at this game or golf.
Oh, how dare you.
Oh, you're the what only one bitch. Shocked there, mate. Come on.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Mate, I've dived back in. I touched base with you yesterday, Zave, and said I've gone back into the dating world. I had my first date the other night.
I didn't want to bring that up.
No, well, thank you for leaving it to me because I just thought, geez, what do I talk about this morning? That could go pear-shaped. Let's touch on that.
Yeah.
Dating.
Okay. Yes.
So I went on my first date the other Thursday. Quite a nice date. You know, it was all fine and everything. Couple of things that have happened though that are going because we've now decided we're going on a second date,
ooh,
right?
Wow!
Oh, don't ooh me
that's
too
big.
Quick. Don't ooh me too quick. Don't get overly excited. Okay, I'll let you know when you should get excited.
Right.
If you know,
okay.
If I'm investing hard,
keep the gun in the holster.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, have fingers on the handle.
Yeah, okay.
But
I'm ready to fire.
You haven't unclicked yet. Yeah.
Okay.
So we went on a nice date and everything. One of the first things we were talking to the woman as he paid. Lovely gentleman.
Good.
And he's talking and we're all talking and then she goes, oh, excuse me, it hasn't gone through. And I'm like, oh, no.
Run for your life.
Please don't listen. And she said it twice. She's gone another time because he's still talking and we're sort of talking. But I've heard it and I'm like,
shit.
A current
second
affair.
Second time.
How radio star was
so we're running down the street, guys. No.
For some reason you had my credit card. No, I don't know who he is.
No, but what happened, thank God, he just needed a PIN because it was over the $100 amount and he needed to put his PIN in so it hadn't gone through just yet. And I'm like...
Pretty dramatic from the waitress.
Praise the Lord, yeah. No. She wasn't like, okay. You know, she's like just because she's trying to be... Because she wished us luck as we left, which was okay. Sort of cute as well. I'm like, thanks. And so I said to him,
well, what was that face again?
Yeah, no, yes.
My face. Thanks. And so I said to him, because he'd paid for the dinner, I said, all right, I'll get next time. Mine will be next time.
And I believe that's fair.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Otherwise, men would be broke from going on dates. And I said, I'll get the next one. And he's like, oh, yeah, and we'll talk through the week so far. So I really like that. There's an Indonesian place down there that's just mind-blowing.
Bit of Nazi.
I've figured out he's talking about Will Street, right?
Mm-hmm. Let me get the deets.
Yeah. Pull it up. Will Street, fabulous.
In Leederville.
I haven't had it yet in Leederville. Yeah, it's meant to be fabulous. Yeah. And the guy's got a couple of places over in Bali that are stunning as well.
Okay.
It's the sort of place, Sean, that if you pull up the menu, there's no prices on it.
Oh.
And that's my shit.
And you've copped this. Your hook. He's taking you a food court and now you're going to. Wow.
But now I've checked in.
Michelle's doing this break so she can send it to Will's.
It's all booked out. And I tell you what, I'd love to go, but I can't afford it. No. You know what I figured out? I checked them out the other day to book.
Yeah.
All booked out. Hands are tied.
Oh, fine.
Hands are tied.
Actually, that's
pop-up
a
pop-up market it is.
Yes. Totally tied. Back to it.
Let's go to these food trucks.
I'm just chasing the date. When are you thinking you might have your second date?
It's meant to be Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, just pop that in.
The first.
I hope no one's canned because it was booked out. It is
and
not.
And then you want two.
It is not
three.
Two.
You got a couple.
Two, just two. Don't do it.
Deposit required.
Will Street.
You know there will be.
Booked. Dinner. Done.
It
done.
Is not.
Done. Two of you.
Oh, there we go.
Great.
7 o'clock, Will Street. Then I'll package that up and I'll get you a discount.
Thanks,
for people at Will Street, we've just done a live little promo for you.
That's beautiful. When he fell for me. I've got a coupon.
And that's the bottle of champagne. All covered on me.
Oh, well,
and the promotional work I've just done. Anyone else would like a promo for the third date, please call in.
We'll have you the result Friday.
I swear to God.
92.9.
Be a nice guy.
Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Michelle, you know how I'm not savvy really with music, movie references.
We'll call you a pop culture man. That's not your natural wheelhouse.
I've seen a few movies and stuff and whatnot, yeah. But I can't quote a movie,
yes.
But I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I can't really tell you.
A bald face lie. I haven't seen a lot of them.
No.
No, yeah, we watch a bit. But anyway, on Thursday last week, well, I think it was Thursday or Wednesday, a lot of rain was due. Remember the big dark clouds rolled on in?
Yeah.
And Ted was like, we've got to get home. The storm's coming. It's scary.
Bless him.
And something clicked to me about a movie called Ted, being Ted and Ted. And I was like, oh, Ted, actually, don't get scared about the thunder because there's a song about the thunder and it makes you really happy and cozy and you're not scared anymore, mate. It's no dramas at all. It's a song called Thunder Buddies and we're driving from M's parents' place in Mount Claremont over to our place in Doubleview.
Yes.
About an 8-minute spin. Anyway, and Ted's like, oh, so I was not scared. I said, no, mate, when I was your age, I just used to put a song on, as I said, and it's just so calming and relaxing. Now, as I said, I don't really remember too much about movies or songs or whatnot, so I've grabbed the Spotify on the middle Ford Ranger screen, the big iPad thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Spotify, search song, Siri, bang, Thunder Buddies. I mean, there's not much in the headline that would give away. There's much to come after this. It's called Bloody Thunder Buddies, for Christ's sakes. And I hit play nice and loud, and I think, Ted, you'll enjoy this. And this is what, don't be scared about the storm coming.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. Thunder, you can suck my... you can't get me thunder because you're just God's farts.
Oh, I bet you they forgot about the thunder real quick, did they?
I accidentally did 120 and a 50 to try and get that off as I was not watching anywhere to try and get that off. Thunder Buddies. Oh, my God. And the home run was.
Yeah.
The first bit, the F-bomb.
Yeah.
You're like, well, that sort of slipped out and kids have heard that. The second part.
You can
go and do something else.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So suck something.
Oh.
Oh, no, God. What's that mean, Dad?
Oh, no.
Dad, what's that mean with thunder?
Yeah.
Why are they doing that thunder and God's farts? Well, you don't reckon I honed in on God's farts.
Yeah,
I was just like, don't worry about that. It's just God's farts, buddy. That's all it is out there.
See, here's what you should know when you get into pop culture. You would know that Seth MacFarlane made that movie.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane makes Family Guy, which you watch all the time.
Family Guy.
Which is riddled with filth.
So same
you
bloke.
Should know that's going to be
bloke.
Filthy.
Gee, I watched some Family Guy last night.
You do.
Oh, Emma's tagging me in some write-off stuff. Like, how does it get to TV? In a world where you sit on knife edge on radio and I sit there going, every day could be my last day that comes out of my mouth. And then I see 35 Family Guy clips of the most outrageous stuff. Anyway, thank you, Thunder Buddies.
From the man that bought you Thunder Buddies, ladies and gentlemen.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
your determination.
He's doing all the study, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Dave's Sport Report. AFL.
No, let's start with Nev, my old mate Nev.
Who's Nev?
Never miss.
Never
Jaya
miss.
Jaya miss. Oh, Jaya miss. You like
my
that?
God, careful, mate. You were just revving up Ryan the other day over puns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
that actually had some art to it.
This is his nickname, Nev. So Jaya miss the rising star this week after 3 goals against the Melbourne Football Club. Let's hear a little bit from Nev.
Yeah, no, it's a really good reward for effort for the past couple of weeks. Obviously, you want to keep building consistency, but yeah, a little bit of reward for effort.
Nev, I love that.
Yeah, the last month he's gone 3 goals, 2 goals, 3 goals, 3 goals. So for a bit of a reward for consistency, Sean Darcy's going to miss at least a month of football with a bye in there as well, but with a hamstring injury.
Is that the hamstring?
They're big hamstrings.
Yeah, wouldn't
like,
aren't they
if
just...
If you were putting him through there, if the butcher was getting into it, those hamstrings, bang, that big leg.
Seriously. Oh, because we'd have him and Liam come and talk, and I'd go, geez, Liam's small. No, he's not. Darcy's just a giant.
Yeah, big boy. Yeah. He's a big boy. Yeah, and he's had a spectacular season, so disappointing there. He'll miss a month. Luke Jackson will step up there. Adam Simpson across the road at West Coast, talking about the mid-season draft. West Coast will have the pick one there. We spoke about that yesterday.
Right.
With a young man from Druin, Marich being high on the agenda there. Adam Simpson had this to say.
When we look at these things, quite often you're thinking about the right now, what do we need tomorrow, and then also balance off with the future, and can you actually get someone who may have missed a draft last year but form's picked up and can help you in the long run?
Just get the best player, because I think the best player will help at state league level at a bare minimum. Oscar Allen, captain, I think I said last night Mad Monday.
Yeah.
I said I think he'll be the captain next year. He just oozes leadership and class both on and off field. Adam Simpson had this to say about him being captain.
So along with Liam Duggan and Tommy Barassa, they've all done a really good job of handling the week, and they've all played well when they've held the captaincy, which is, when you think about it, the most important part about being a leader is performing. So, yeah, really pleased for him.
So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. We're obviously rooting for Duggo being here. Yeah. Tom Barras is an absolute ripper as well.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've got a few other good candidates there. And Luke Shuey's still captain until he's not captain.
Of
Plenty to play out there. Dom Sheed wandered around the ground in the last quarter like a busted ass.
Oh.
He got knocked to the other ankle that he had surgery on last year and hasn't really had a run on it yet, and it hasn't swollen up too much. But I don't think it's too bad, but let's just wait a couple of days.
Dom's had a lot of injury problems. Finger crossed there, he's okay.
NRL.
State of Origin tomorrow night, Michelle. You'll have the Maroon gear out.
I don't know where my hoodie went. I loaned it to Katie, actually, on afternoons. Yeah, no, and it's gone amiss.
That's gone,
I don't know. And upset, not overly. But look, still Queensland. Still Queensland.
Okay, well, Latrell Mitchell's going to be out of that game with a bit of a shock omission with injury. New South Wales still $1.80 favourites there. Wally Lewis had something interesting to say, because the game's going to be played in Adelaide.
Yes.
Sean's from Adelaide.
Yeah.
I know.
It says enough, doesn't it? Anyway, Wally doesn't think it should be there.
Let's understand that the only states that it really should be played in at this stage are Queensland, New South Wales, and I reckon there should be every second time around, Victoria.
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't hear Perth there.
In all reality too, honestly, is it not just Queenslanders and New South Welshmen just grabbing flights?
Yeah.
Just grabbing flights and coming to another state?
We all went last year. Melbourne, I get why he says Melbourne. Of course, one of the most successful teams of the last two decades of the Melbourne Storm. I mean, I'm not...
The Queensland spine was from Melbourne.
I love it in Perth. But if I was a player, a bit like when Hawthorn was selling games to Tassie. If I was a player, Suncorp.
We're going to Perth, is that right?
I don't know.
You wouldn't punch the air.
Let's just say I could kind of see where Wally's coming from.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Totally. Okay.
But I like it here in Perth.
Yeah.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
But today you got an opportunity to get yourself a free kebab on a Triple M, of course. With the news yesterday, the Premier Mark McGowan is stepping down.
Today I'm announcing that I'll be stepping down as Premier and as member for Rockingham.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any shorter and sharper than that. That's the essence of the message.
I mean, it's a precise audio, and that's what we've got there.
You did say yesterday, just get me to the point and bang.
Let's tighten it up. Let's put some of these clips through the gym, and that one there's done a full-blown workout.
Next time, can we just have him saying the word gone?
Gone. Pull it down as quick as you can.
Today I'm announcing...
He's announcing that Triple M's giving away kebabs this morning. That's what he's about to say. But Of course, during the pandemic, there was all sorts of bits and pieces. Now, I don't like standing into the political world. I couldn't care less about it.
How long has he been in there for?
6 years. Six years, I think.
I was rounding it up to 10, best part of 10. Yeah, no, 6 is over 5.
That's just a guess. Yeah. I think it's about 6. But this was one bit of audio we found interesting, of course, whilst during the pandemic.
There's nothing wrong with... There's nothing wrong with going for a run. There's nothing wrong with going for a run and having a kebab. We're not making it unlawful to go for a run and eat a kebab.
Couldn't get him on the show today, surprisingly enough.
Oh, busy. Yeah.
What? I mean, that's not that funny, is it? Anyway, but of course that audio went gangbusters during the pandemic. Kebabs, all that sort of stuff.
Couple of crackers.
Now, I want to take it at 2 a.m. in the morning. Your three quarts cut. You've been bumping and grinding all night.
Yep. Sweaty.
You're going home empty-handed. The final throw at the stumps missed.
Yeah.
So
you threw the net out. You trolled away. Nothing came up.
Unfortunately, tadpole straight through the net.
Gone.
You're fishing for the big great white. And unfortunately, you forgot about the little tatties. And they swam off. So what we want to do, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
As again, your three quarts cut.
Yeah.
You're heading home. Yeah. Single-handed. You're a bit hungry.
Yeah, this will plan you
not
out.
Hungry
you'll
for a kiss.
You'll wake up tomorrow better for it because you've had some sustenance before you go
to
bed.
You're hungry to fill the belly.
Mm-hmm.
What's the kebab order and where are you heading? Mm-hmm. Where are you heading for your kebab and what is the order? I mean, this could be doorbell gear. This really could be in the doorbell areas.
Back yourself. Back yourself. I backed him in the doorbell and it's haunted me ever since. Back yourself.
No, that's a solid setup to start with.
We call him Kebab Boy from here on in.
That's as strong a setup as you get. But I'm talking about tadpoles, sharks, bumping and grinding, and then I solicit. What's your kebab order?
Come on. Oh, you know what? I'll guarantee, because people have a local place they drink, and they'll have a local kebab shop.
You're
and
the
they'll
one-two
go,
punch.
Here's my favourite, and this is what happens.
Is there a routine on the way home on a Saturday night? Is there that routine where you go, right, I usually am at this venue, and then I stumble into this venue, and I fill up on that food, and it's a kebab. In light of Mark McGowan stepping down, of course, yesterday, the audio around the kebab stuff, which went around the country, I guess, during the pandemic, about the person who was going for a run and eating kebab or whatever
well,
it was in the end.
Basically just meeting a mate for a kebab.
We've been running, 10K run.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put that past someone. You can have a kebab before you run. I mean, if you wake up for a light scoot, you can have a kebab before it.
That's me every Saturday morning.
Yeah, 133353, the kebabs. Let's get into it. What are you ordering and where are you at on a night out?
133353. Just for your call this morning, you're going to get yourself a kebab, firstly. Tick that off the box.
Ding
and
dong.
You could be walking away with $185 to spend at Auto Masters as well. 133353. What is your kebab order, Michelle?
Favorite kebab. Do you know what? I'm Perth Kebab Station. I just roll around. They call it Goslame. I go a little bit exotic.
Right.
Not after a night out because it's in a big pizza box and that wouldn't look right, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm there.
Yeah. Nice.
And you know what? Egg in there.
Egg goes in.
Praise the Lord. No, man. I discovered that in this state and I went, why have you been hiding this?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Your favourite kebab place.
Egg in.
And what your order is.
Easy as that.
You've started off with a few mates around 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the pub, and then you've had
ready with the scenes.
Then you've had 5 or 6 beers, and then you've wandered into more of an environment.
Yeah.
Bit going on, you're in a bar.
Woo!
The bar's going. And then you roll back into like more of a live band, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and closing time comes on. Oh, I've got the net. I've just launched it.
Bang.
Put it out. Where's the shark? I'm single and ready to mingle. I'm ready to go. I'm pulling it in. Bang. Empty. I was fishing with big holes in my net.
Big holes in the net. Nothing to take home.
I was trying to catch the great white and Mr. Tatties. Anyway,
shivers.
So I'm sitting in the Uber, tear coming down the cheeks. I haven't eaten all night. I've had too many beers. My Tinder's flying. No action.
Yeah. All the ladies know at 3 a.m. they're probably after something and it's not what you're after. Exactly, love.
You up. Yeah. And they're saying, no, I'm not. And I said, you just wrote back, so you must be. Where? In the end, I go to a kebab store and order a kebab.
Yep.
And that's the question.
What's your kebab order? I can't do any more than that.
Where do you get it? What do you get? All right, Matt's rung up. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, how you going, mate? How are you?
Very well. All right, where are you getting this kebab and what are you getting in it?
Wyatt Grove Shopping Centre in Hocking.
Hi there, gang. Yes.
Yes, yes. And I am a doner kebab, mate, with cheese. Very definitely good. No egg.
Yes, Matt.
Large chips and a can of Coke.
Are you putting the chips inside, mate? Just a little, a couple go in or not?
No.
They don't.
I'm the same as you, Matt. Mate, why would you wreck that crispy
really?
Goodness?
Bang them in. You bang those boys in.
In an enclosure of moisture. It's just going to ruin the outside of the chip.
Nah. You're silly.
I bet you like a palmy on top of your chips as well.
Actually,
you're a pervert. Get out.
Well, hang on. That really, I mean, it's accurate, but geez, that went
hard.
Wrong angle.
Bloody hell. Yeah.
Just
what's
like
the weather doing today? You're a pervert.
Just like that. Turn.
Here we are. John, how you doing?
Hey, how you going?
Very well. All right. What's your kebab order and where are you getting it from?
Abracababra, I think in Morley. Mate. I don't really know. Just order off Deliveroo.
Beautiful.
Is doner kebab the lot? Extra garlic sauce.
Extra garlic. Yeah, I'm a garlic.
Garlic. It's got to be garlic sauce.
Do you ever slide the chips in?
Oh, occasionally, but yeah.
When you're feeling a bit frisky.
Semi-pervert. Okay. He gets a kebab, though.
You do get a kebab on you, John.
Now I've just got to hold on. I've got to just aim the pervert stuff at you, lesson learned. Flat. Justin, how you doing?
How are we?
Very well. You sound like a fine, upstanding gentleman. Nice contrast to Sean.
absolutely.
What's your kebab order and where do you get it from?
I get it from Thornley Kebab, and it's a chicken kebab, double meat, lettuce and onion, no sauce. Toasted.
Toasted. Yeah, always must
Subway.
No, there's even sauces at Subway. What is it? Do you ever go guppy? Do you ever go, oh, it's a little
Justin.
Dry?
No, it takes away from the flavours.
Yeah, you're not picking it off the roof of the mouth, you know, when you're a bit hungover.
I must admit, someone who used to do a lot of hospitality said to me once, if there's too much sauce, the chef's hiding something. So he does have a point.
Yeah, too much, but none at all.
Yeah, no, dry.
Oh, no, there's crazy extremes for sure. But I'm not going to call names. I've gone through that stage of my life.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Guppy.
Hello.
Go on, mate. Fire away. What's the order? And feel free to call Shana Pervert on the way out.
Go on, Guppy.
Well, the chicken kebab, lettuce, tomato, cheese, olives, jalapeno, hot chili, garlic, sour cream.
Oh,
Shana, you're a pervert.
Move on, beautiful.
Two kebabs for him.
Last but not least, I feel like I'm looking in a mirror here. Sean, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good, mate. Sean. And, of course, what's your kebab order in here? Call Sean a pervert on the way out if you'd like.
All Sean's legends, that's for him.
Good two namesakes. Of course they're backing each other. All right, what do you eat, Sean? What's your order for the kebab?
All right, so it's a Lebanese kebab, which is a shawarma, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
So with grilled chicken and smoked kebab. So it's like, it's made with beef, like a sausage, plus hummus and garlic paste with chips.
You know more than most of us.
Oh, and pickle. And pickle as well.
Yeah, and a bit of pickle.
The pickle goes in.
Lost me the pickle.
Sean.
That's a good order.
You just opened new doors.
It's a fine order.
I'm starting to think about life in a whole different manner.
I like that.
Does he go and give him a kebab? This is your idea.
Yeah, Sean, kebab coming your way, mate. Well done.
Oh, cheers. Thank you.
He's happy with that.
Look at that. Xavier just shut down then. He's like, no.
You know what?
I've had enough.
I'm kebabbed out.
He's kebabbed out.
I'm worn out.
You are.
Feel like I didn't go home.
Kebab boy.
Handed.
He spoke.
Kebab boy. Doorbell girl, kebab boy, 92.9 Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Family chat, Michelle. We've got a WhatsApp group called, funnily enough, called TED Talks. Obviously,
TED Talks. Yeah, I love
TED,
it.
Da, da, da. Anyway, so my parents have been over in the Maldives for a couple of weeks with some mates.
Mm-hmm.
I think they made it there. It was like a swingers.
Your dad, a swingers. And your dad eventually arrived. He missed his first flight. And your mother didn't kill him over there.
Well,
that's nice.
I don't know what the sanctions would be if she did. So I think she's more than happy to serve 20 years over
waters.
Here.
Yeah,
she'll do the 20 over here when she gets hold of him. She's content with that. Life's over. She's happy. Anyway, so in the group chat while my parents are away, I thought, just give a little update on how we're going. They've come back, so the phones weren't really being used whilst they're over there. Of course, while they're over there, I did the little 4K run.
So the strategy was just to pace myself first 1K, found a young girl in front of me, set a perfect pace for me. Then when I saw her weaken, I sort of slid up next to her, put her away, bang, goodbye, struggle street. Spotted a man with a pram in about the 2K mark, took off after him, sat behind him, bit of a wind circle, then went around him at the 3K mark, 4K, did a hamstring, now I'm done. So that was a 4K yes. run, right? That was
so,
a 4K
I was
run.
I'm so proud of you
so,
guys,
So, yeah, I put
too.
That in the chat, and mum and dad were like, yeah, okay, well done. Like,
nice.
And then, so off the back of that, my older sister jumps on in, and she's currently dodging bears whilst riding a push bike across Canada.
Oh, she's a road bike.
So she's cycling across a country.
Wow.
So my little 4Ks didn't get as much love as I'd hoped from mum and dad. Jeez, they sort of just flicked me off more than anything.
Nice, son.
Yeah,
what's that twice
what
around the Gloucester Park trotting track?
What, you carry Ted on your shoulders? Like, well, that's boring. So anyway, my sister's riding a push bike from one side of Canada to the other.
Impressive.
So she's off ahead. We all
I know one of them. Yeah, they
She's absolutely cooked.
Yeah.
And good luck to her. She'll have the time of her life. She won't realise she's riding. And then my little sister, so she chucked in a chat the other day. She did a 21.3 half marathon.
Oh, my God.
I was like, mate, great effort. Well done. 88 minutes.
What does that break down to? 88 minutes.
4 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 second Ks. 88
Four
minutes.
4 minute Ks.
That's me sprinting, and I don't know if I get one done.
I did 6 minute Ks for four.
Oh.
What's she think she doing upstage?
Time to
me?
Change families, bud. Yeah, I was just about to lament that we don't have a group chat in our family. I'm kind of happy that we don't.
At least, like, let me have a minute's glory.
I tell you, this is what I don't like. Swinging in.
It was an appendage swinging contest, even though she's got nothing to swing. She's just had a crack.
The two that don't have anything to swing have just outswung you.
Yes. I'm swinging as hard as I can, slapping away, and they've just gone whack. 21 Ks in 88 minutes.
That's good. Yeah, I'll pop it that's away. Yeah, there's no swing win for you.
That's good numbers, isn't it?
Great numbers. Yeah.
God, it's ridiculous.
And she's a barrister. She's got time to do this stuff. Jeez.
This makes me ill.
He's flattened.
I bet you she does those videos like Goggins and Rogan and everything, just yelling at you. What are you doing?
No, she doesn't do anything. That's why no one knows.
Oh, she's a stealth achiever.
And then she puts it
in the chair.
Stealth.
Yeah, I see it.
I recommend a breakup with the boyfriend. That just sharpened her up a bit.
Oh, is that right?
92.9 Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
What a big day has been, though. Yesterday, we were all saying, our little group activities of texting just blew up because Mark McGowan announced. People thought they'd broken the news within the group. Then other people broke the news within the group.
Who got it, do you think? Who?
I don't know.
I wasn't following it, to be honest.
King of news, I dare say. He would have broken it wide open. But what a shock.
I'm still rattled.
I can tell you're rattled, And then just the passion you've had for the whole thing.
Yeah. No, rocking.
Not on the show today, but anyhow.
Physically, mentally not.
Unbelievable. I know. Whenever anyone steps down who's had such a long sort of, you know, he's had his run. Look at you looking at me. What do you want from me?
He's just upset. Just let him grieve.
Mate, the political world just rocks me.
What are you going to do today?
I'm going to go do six Hail Marys and your confession and everything.
Look out over a lake and think about things.
I'm going to skip some rocks.
What could have been?
And then when I skip and the ripples are going to try and look for McGowan's face like a scene from
wrong,
Lion
Dad?
King.
Shut up, kids. Dad's mourning. Yeah. But it's like it's been huge. You know, he's been leading. He's gone through the pandemic. I swear to God. He's done a lot of stuff. Yesterday, out of nowhere.
Done. Ciao.
He's going to go. And I thought I'd, you know, when someone's going to break up with you and you go, no, I'll get him first. And you beat him to the punch.
Yeah, I never got him first, though.
I've put a little the old nightclub specialist.
Yeah. Old Cheeksy. Just hung around as long as he could.
Well, I've done a little something today because I thought, you won't beat me to the punch, Mark McGowan. I'm breaking up with you.
Oh, you're done with him.
It's a letter to Mark. It's an open letter.
It's a scribble.
Have a little listen.
Dear Mark, I've decided to break up with you. I knew you were skulking around behind my back when you started making excuses for other people's indiscretions.
There's nothing wrong with going for a run and having a kebab.
And I knew you were trying to sweet talk me that time you tried to get me to go out with you again after the lockdowns.
It's just not the same without you.
See you at the theatre.
I bet you say that to everyone.
Michelle, it's just an ad, mate.
I can read between the lines, thank you. Oh, and then I heard the sweet nothings that other people were brazen enough to utter to you right in front of me and other people.
In a responsible...
Oh, my God, I'm
everybody!
Yeah, that one really hurt. Clearly there was something going on between the two of you. Oh, and what about that time that woman started calling you state daddy? And then you carry on like you don't know what it means.
I've had to ask my kids, what does it mean? Go for state daddy.
And if there's anything I can't stand, Mark, it's an intelligent man acting coy and pretending he doesn't know when someone's thirsting after him. You knew. So, Mark, where do we go from here? What's to become of us, you and I?
I'm tired, extremely tired. I'm exhausted.
So am I, Mark. So am I. Listen, it's not you, it's me. And this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And I'm not going to cry because it's over. I'm going to smile because it happened.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I got it the first time, Mark. I got it the first time. Just say you don't want to be with me. I don't think leaning on fatigue is the best way to get out of something. Do you want to pick me up? And who the hell is this? This musically gifted hussy. Mark McGowan. I think we know something's going on here. No, done. The minute someone grabs a guitar and starts putting chords together, no, no, over, over. Go to the pub and then grab a kebab
with me, Mark McGowan. Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Scary, some scary stuff about a cut an
scary,
R, isn't
it? Scary, mate, so scary. Again, I couldn't sleep last night.
And fair enough.
The job of the panel up to really boost it up. Anyway, Kununurra, what a beautiful
sometimes
place.
You just want to get over the bench and just punch him, don't you? Just lay in.
You got a pervert today. You've been punched.
No, I don't know. It was all over the news yesterday.
Well, that's where I'll punch you.
A rodeo in WA's north, Kununurra. Yeah. And there's some dancing going on.
Part of the Old Valley muster.
Yeah,
yeah,
a bit of line
big
dancing
deal
was going on. The shuffling and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Reminded me of my old days where I sort of used to get down and get the feet going, a bit of line dancing. That's
you'd
in my algorithm. That's my algorithm.
You're line dancing?
Yeah, I used to line
you got
dance.
Line dancing in
No, I didn't because I'm just thinking the boss will make me do line dancing. No, I certainly didn't do line dancing.
Don't
anyway, a bull has got out as they're dancing in the middle and run through the crowd who are at the time having a bit of a boogie.
I get it.
Scary.
No, line dancing confuses me as well, to be fair to the bull. I'd be like, ah!
So the gate wasn't locked properly. The gate wasn't locked properly. About 15 people were treated for minor injuries. Two girls under the age of 10 and a 30-year-old, a man in his 30s, were taken to hospital as the bull went rogue. And you will see that all over the news today. It just got out and sort of started chasing. Pretty easy. I mean, they chase clowns around, you know, when they're doing their thing. They just had 50 to line up and take
mine.
Take your pick.
Clowns get trained to do that.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't get the clowns and all of a sudden there's 50 there.
Oh, no, and then, world
straight through. So hopefully everyone's okay there, which I believe they are. Mm. But that's not the only injury we've seen, Michelle, over the last 24 hours. A Cape York croc attack, a 51-year-old man who, fancy this, operating under the name of Marcus McGowan.
Get out.
Now, it was just snorkeling with some mates, just checking out some coral and fish, and the saltwater croc just went bang.
What?
From behind.
From behind.
Now, this is why, because I was just talking to producer Tom, and he was saying they're like at a resort where they're like, and off you go, guys. This is where you...
This is a snorkeling area.
And I do it around about. I do it around about dusk, guys. That's when they're out for a bit of meal time. Like, but what did he say? He reckons he unclenched its jaws around
with bare
his
hands.
Head.
Yeah, fought it off with bare hands. His head, the jaws are clenched on and went bang. So he was taken to the Cairns Hospital for further treatment with scalp lacerations and puncture wounds to his head.
Oh, an apex predator and your soft palm olive hands just rip its jaws open. And
have you seen the one in Florida where the little pup's getting drowned by the little croc? The owner goes in and just you hear the little puppy squealing and just snaps open the jaws of the and then just lobs. The dog was fine. Wow. Thankfully.
That'd be an alligator, though.
Whatever they are. They're still got, they've all
half
got teeth.
Crocodile. Oh,
well, put your hand in and see how it goes.
Frog with teeth. I got told by the frog man once. Yeah. It's a frog with teeth.
Anyhow,
let's not take away from these terrible incidents that could have been wild.
Animals attacking.
Animals attacking indeed.
It reminds me of the quokka over at Roddo. Poor old Ted lying there. Oh, the quokka came over and then just started biting his head.
Biting his head right on the scalp.
Yeah, went him. And I just gently just gave the quokka a little just move said, on, no, a little move
here.
On notice.
Not
yeah, 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 just a gentle one.
Him
yeah,
about
might just skip along over there.
Yeah, yeah, off you
because I love those giant feral rats.
Right,
there's one on the roof at the moment.
One of the, oh, you got oh, geez.
Yeah,
one
going.
Of the worst things I've seen because I hung around horses growing up and everything. One of the girls. We're at a riding school, and one of the girls, her horse turned around and bit her on the ear.
Yeah, biting.
Ear.
Yeah, like, they're naughty
man,
buggers.
They're, no, biting's just, it's not, it can be bad, but on the ear.
Yeah.
That's just yeah. pure gristle,
mm-hmm.
man.
Yeah, 1-3-5-3.
Mm-hmm.
When did the animal attack? Where yes. were you? Oh, that reminds me of like, the camel story.
When I was at,
mate,
well,
no.
You attacked the camel.
When I was at a zoo, yeah. As a kid, I must have been five, I reckon, and they said, leave your palm of your hand wide
flat,
open,
yeah.
put it on there and they'll come and lick it.
Mm.
I had a panic attack, closed it, yeah. had the arm.
God.
So it took you straight up.
The camel
up.
Got
took
me.
Up.
The camel got me.
Well, you turned yourself into a winch type
yeah,
device.
And refused yeah, to yeah, hand like, over the chaff or whatever he's chasing.
No, like one of me. Those bell
yeah,
no, weights.
Gave that's me the shake and bake.
Yeah, right.
It looked like I was at a doof-doof. Bang, 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 bang. When did the animals attack?
All right, Neil's on the line. How are you, Neil?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm not too bad, but what were you attacked by?
It was only a mole attack, but one of those 28s, the birds, basically, got into a friend's house in the games room where we were playing pool. And so we're trying to catch it, and it's flapping around, knocking into all the windows and everything. Oh. And then basically sort of just try to pick it up with a towel.
Yeah.
And then and he just turned his head around and like chomped on my finger, basically, oh. yeah, and drew blood. So a nasty bite. It was, strong little fella.
I reckon well, I evened that one up about a month ago.
Yeah, Australian ringneck. Goodbye. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. They are vicious, though. Mum's cockatoo attacked me.
He started doing right.
And mate, he used to, he couldn't swim, he couldn't fly.
Yeah.
And he would get across, he knew what he was up to. It's like, I'm feeding you, you SOB. You know I'm trying to do good by you. Rip me open. Mum's like, oh, I could have bled. I go, it is bleeding, Mum. It is.
Come on, Mum.
And that's the care of the Anderson household, just a glimpse in there.
It could
there.
Be bleeding, yeah.
It
could,
is, Mum.
Could be
it
on
is.
The barbecue,
yeah.
Mum.
Yeah, exactly. Who we got next there,
Morris, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mate, let's talk animal attacks. What happened?
Well, I had the privilege to grow up in South Africa.
Oh, beautiful.
And my grandfather and I, we went hunting on a family property.
Yeah.
We shot a warthog, and as we approached the warthog, we thought it was dead, and so my grandfather grabbed the tusk to roll him over.
Oh, yeah.
So Pumba was still alive.
Oh, Pumba was faking
Holy
it.
Moses,
Pumba was faking
are.
It.
Pushed his tusk through my grandfather's hand.
Oh, Jesus, all the way through.
Gave him a tusking.
Yeah, just between the thumb and the index finger.
That webbing there. Oh, my, that's horrifying.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Granddad, not
quite
so much.
No, not much.
The old warthog, mate, they're so cute over there in Africa.
They
but
are
you just
boss.
You just know that they're going to get mauled by something.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before their dinner.
Oh, no, we're not feeling sorry for them today. They just attacked Morris's grandpa. No.
Morris's granddad tried to shoot him with a .303.
And fair enough.
And he said, warthog said, have this, I'm going to fake it and I'm going to stab you.
God, yeah.
Why be a warthog?
It's the old lame duck thing, isn't it? Jeez. Kim's on the line. How are you, Kim?
Pretty good in yourself.
Oh, not too bad. All right, you've had some experience with the bulls. What's going on in your life?
Yeah, just a little bit. I was loading bulls into a truck. This was back in New Zealand, and one attacked me.
Yeah.
5 years of operations and everything. They amputated my leg, one leg.
Moses, Kim.
Wow. And the other leg got about 250 stitches in it internally. Oh.
God,
it all back together.
Jeez,
how big was your? He must have been a big boy. They're just—it's just like a giant battering ram, really, isn't it, Kim?
Yeah, well, he was actually. He was down to the freezing works, and when he got weighed, he was 1.5 ton.
Jeez.
Holy Moses! And that's what came at you, Kim. You're
what do you got there now, Kim? They're just like a peg, like the.
Just a prosthetic.
Prosthetic,
And you
below
just
my knee.
Eat steaks every day and just go, get that. I hope this is you, pal.
This is this is the mum. Yeah. Thanks, Kim. Good on you, mate. Last but not least, let's go to Coburn. Kristen, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate. Gosh. Animal attacks. What happened?
This is my husband being an idiot. He deserves everything he gets.
He deserves this. Okay.
All right, here we go.
So he jumped out of the shower and he's flinging his thing around stupid.
Oh, no, and he actually thinks he's hilarious, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, me babe. Yeah. The cat's watching this, and all of a sudden she jumps up with both claws in the air and grabs the thing. And she slides down it, and he was scratched to pieces. It was hilarious.
Wow.
That's good.
Notice the men aren't. Oh, you've got a vague laugh. Yeah, Zave's over there just going.
I've got a crew. I've got a bit of a joke. Then I'm not going to run with it.
Oh my God.
Something to do with a cat. You know, anyway.
How long was he, let's say, out of action for?
Oh, it did some damage. It was bad. Yeah. A few weeks. It doesn't heal quickly.
Jeez. The cat was an outside cat from there on
how
in.
How
there.
Big was the laceration?
Oh, thank God you
asked. Oh, it was just like scratches, but through blood.
Your husband's hoping you say, 18 inches.
No, it was like,
just damaged half of it.
Jeez, I swear to God.
Great calls, everyone. Oh, my 92.9 Lord. Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest has been the biggest name in morning TV for over 20 years.
Hello and thanks for joining us.
And when it comes to money, he's got the tips.
Step number one, set your goals and your values.
He loves his footy and people love him.
So after 20 consecutive premierships in the breakfast TV ratings game, I'm finding it harder to get off the ground and take those specky marks.
Please welcome for his retirement lap, David Koch.
Holy Moses, welcome to the show, Koshy. How are you?
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm good. I'm relieved that it's all out there now and looking forward to what's ahead.
Oh, yeah. How long have you been... Listen, guys, I want to have a quick chat. How long have those behind-the-scenes chats been going on with you and management?
Sort of end of last year. We came up with the timetable and... they said, well, you know, get you out before the end of June, and if we can stay connected, and you know, you go back to your finance nerd roots and pop up every now and again on a finance story for the next 18 months would be great. So they've been wonderful. Seven Management have been great, and as they always have been, terrific supporters of me and also the show over the years.
Yeah, and how funny, towards the end of the footy season and Koshy won't have the early rise. How perfect.
Exactly. So I won't need to go through another winter of early morning rises, so I'll be good.
Koshy, it was probably well known you were more on the back nine as opposed to the front nine with the show. And, of course, you said you'd sort of been in the making for about the last 12 months. In footy terms, when a senior player gets injured, there's usually someone in the twos that starts texting and going, oh, just checking how your hamstring is. What's it looking like? Who's been hanging around like a sheep's dad, Koshy?
Oh, yeah.
Look, everyone knows that this is the best TV gig in the world.
Yep.
And so I've been... really supported here. We have a great team on Sunrise, Weekend Sunrise as well. Shervo fills in for me on a Friday, Matt Doran and Monique and the whole team. So the family's big, and like we've changed hosts a number of times before. This show is bigger than any one individual, and we're part of an extended family, and I think that's the secret of it going forward. We have enormous pride in what we do, and I have enormous gratitude in being given the chance to be on it.
Koshy, we roll in about 4:30 to 5 here for Breakfast Radio. It's a different beast TV. What time's that alarm going off for 21 years?
Don't forget, I have no hair and I'm no oil painting.
Yeah, you're lucky. You are gifted in that manner.
So about 3:30 of a morning, and because I live during the week close to the studio, so I'm in here about 4:10.
Oh,
so
bad.
It's pretty good. Now, unlike sort of the girls who, and their wave, let me say, it's not because they need the extra time on makeup, but because they have hair.
It's just natural. Hey, listen, you, of course, would be across some big news yesterday here in WA regarding this.
Oh,
Do you have your eyes on maybe the corporate world, an ambassadorship, maybe Sunrise presenter?
Replacing Koshy. How would I go replacing Koshy?
Of course, Mr. Mark McGowan resigns yesterday. Eyeing off your seat, would you eye off his?
Well, I can understand why he would be eyeing off my seat to spend all his morning sitting next to the Queen of WA and Natalie Barr. I'm not sure if Mark McGowan was in my seat that the rest of Australia would get a look in from the two of them in terms of news and coverage. Mark McGowan's job in politics, you wouldn't pay me to get into politics, I don't
just
think.
Not
on the agenda.
Footy politics is probably enough. Koshy, eight in a row, Port Adelaide. Ooh. Round two, lost by 71 points to Collingwood. Gee whiz, you're riding a high now.
This weekend, if we're lucky enough to get up against Hawthorn at home, we actually break the club's winning streak record.
Is it really?
Of nine in a row. So the boys, Kenny is coaching so well. The boys have stepped up. The young midfielders are going well. And we've been doing this without two of our key forwards. So there's a lot to like about the team at the moment, but they've just got a great work ethic.
Is Kenny walking around with a pen in his pocket full time just in case something arrives?
He and I have had an agreement since before the start of the season. We're not going to even talk about it till August. No distractions to give him and the team the best chance to succeed this year. And let me tell you, at this stage, I'm pretty happy with that strategy.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm pretty sure he probably is too. Nice.
Hey, just quickly before we let you go, Koshy, I see this, I'm working on this. Koshy, 21 Years of Dawn, it's a movie.
Oh.
Who plays you?
Oh.
Who plays you?
Who plays me? Well, maybe Matt Damon.
I like it.
Touch
of action on the side.
No, I've got tickets on myself, I know, or I've got delusional hotness syndrome. Picking him, I think. Just don't choose Harrison Ford.
Okay.
He is the grumpiest person that I have ever interviewed.
He has got a bit of edge, hasn't he?
What got you with him, Koshy? Why was he so grumpy? Was he having an off day?
He didn't want to be there with the interview, and I cut it short and said, well, obviously you've got no interest in doing this interview, so let's not waste our viewers' time.
Have you done that many times before, Koshy?
No, only with him.
There you go.
There's been a few. Yeah.
The great man. We are very upset. David Koch, hanging on the boots after 21 years. You can still catch him on Channel 7 for the next couple of weeks, though.
Not this Friday, but next, Koshy. That's our last day with you on air.
Yes, that's it.
On you, Koshy.
Friday next week.
I'd love to say good luck in the footy this weekend, Koshy, but I am a Hawks man, so hopefully that win streak just doesn't quite get there. But, mate, rooting for Port Adelaide this year. They're doing some wonderful things. And, of course, congratulations on your TV career.
Good on you, guys. Thank you for that.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.